And sometimes it's just something we have to go through. It's good to discipline ourselves and to learn to deny ourselves things. You know, we have so many things in America. We enjoy so many good things and pleasures and so on and so forth. We, of all the people in the world, need to fast. We really do. We're fat. We're bloated. You know, we need to fast. We need to shut our mouths and seek the Lord. So now is the time of fasting. Maybe it's not so much a time of forsaking houses and so on and so forth. Unless you have a specific calling from God, I don't counsel forsaking your family. Because as the Apostle Paul said, you are worse than a heathen and have denied the faith. Verse 36. And he spake also a parable unto them. No man putteth a piece of a new garment upon an old, if otherwise, then both the new maketh a rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new agreeth not with the old. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. Jesus is using a fact of nature and of industry that illustrates a lesson when it comes to spiritual things. That men, like an old garment, get set in their ways. They become worn in, so to speak. And you can't easily take something new and put it in. Like verse 9 said, let me just throw in verse 9, 39. No man also having drunk old wine, straightway desireth new, for he saith the old is better. That's the spirit of man. Man likes what he's used to. And it is not easy for a man to receive something new. Because they like the old. They become set in their ways. Now, in the material world, this is impossible. You really cannot put new wine into old bottles. I mean, you can if you want to explode the bottle. And you can put a new garment on an old if you want to tear the garment. And it is through experience that men don't do these things. Men avoid these mistakes because they have wisdom. So, also, it is with ministries that sometimes when someone has a new revelation, something new from God, you can't put it into a ministry that's already set in its ways. Because for one, and I tell you, for one, even when you say that, something new from God, people are like, what? Because they figure they've got it all established. There is nothing new to come. I mean, the Bible is a fixed book, right? What new could come out of this book? I'll tell you, for all the lack of understanding, there's so much that can come. Anyone who studied any of my Bible studies in the New Testament, I know for a fact that God revealed new things to me as I taught it. And doubtless, they were revealed to you because you were studying with me. But old ministries that are set in their ways, it's hard for them to receive. And I tell you what, you know, I feel like the bricks are falling down, but we will build with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will change them to cedars. You know, the man is always trying to build that which has been destroyed. In a sense that the initial ministry of the apostles, while successful in preaching the gospel to all kinds of people, was not as successful at creating an earthly organization that could faithfully hand down their teachings. Now, I believe the word has been faithfully recorded in the scriptures, but the actual interpretations that we get became perverted. And the apostles themselves predicted this. The apostle Paul in the book of Acts, what was it, chapter 20, you can read about it there, his predictions about how the men who he had appointed would actually come in and begin to take disciples after themselves and pervert the word of God. And you look at the work of men like Augustine and others who tried to meld philosophy and Christianity and perverted the teachings of Jesus Christ. And for people who like Augustine, you gotta understand, to me, Augustine is hundreds of years after Christ. If you think, like, let's just put it down to where a lot of conservatives would understand it. If you think the liberal courts have altered the Constitution 200 years from the writing of the Constitution, how the interpretation has become so perverted in your eyes? Let's say, like, when they just say, oh, there's a right to choose. To me, that's like when they say there's an immortal soul. You know, they take the Bible and say, oh, Christianity, we believe in the immortal soul, the immortal soul, the immortal soul. Liars! You know, having the word in front of you is no barrier to men's imaginations when God has hidden wisdom from them. They want to be part of this great Christian thing. You know, they want to get their fingers into it, and not being called of God, well, they begin to mess things up. And things are, in the visible world, Christianity is a total chaos. Denominations and crazy splinter groups and cults, and it's all just numerous, and it's all screwed up. But even this is the Lord's doing. Even this is the Lord's doing. But these existing ministries that are set in their ways, you know, just like the Pharisees, just like John, and John was not a bad ministry, but he couldn't just interject himself into John's ministry. That wouldn't do. Because that would be like, well, we're used to John being our leader. They had to come over and be part of his ministry. Remember, don't take these analogies too far. Well, how does that work with the cloth? Don't worry about the cloth. The point is that through long experience, you can't put a piece of new cloth on an old. You can't put new wine into old wineskins. No one who has had old wine right away likes the new. And that's the human nature. Human nature is like that. People don't like new stuff. We have to prepare our minds and hearts to be like new wineskins, ready to receive what God is going to give us. Ready, open, willing to receive his teachings. And it goes back to what he said before. The whole need not a physician. We feel like we're okay. I'm old. I don't need to be fixed. I'm set in my ways. I'm fine. I don't need a new patch. And the truth is, someone who's not ready to receive this new patch is like the one who says they're whole. They don't need a physician. I don't need a patch. I've got holes everywhere. No. I'm fine. There's nobody who doesn't need his repair. There's nobody who doesn't need his new wine. There's nobody that doesn't need what Christ can offer. But how few can receive it? It is only unto those whom God has given. And therefore, we ought to rejoice when we hear the word of God, and when we feel in ourselves that need to comply, the desire to comply, the desire to hear more. It is a glorious thing. And you can thank God if you're able to receive the truth. If you're able to receive the new wine, God has blessed your ears. And I praise him for it.